This is the BBC.
And beautifully preserved, too.
Yes, that's because we always keep it under glass.
I see. Mr. Greenstein, I've just noticed. Do you always do your announcing without any clothes on?
No, but this is a special occasion. Presenting Emperor of the Universe.
I see. That sounds sinister.
Yes. Now, put on this black tilby with a zip front, release these racing vultures, and prepare yourself to take part in Bulldog Seagoon's first case entitled...
It's a dark, dank October evening in London.
Yes, Bulldog. And a thick fog is swirling against the window panes of your apartment overlooking the River Thames in London, lighting up time 6:41.
High tide, Fleet Will.
No problem.
Yes, Algernon. And here on the walls of my study at 11 Sussex Gardens,
yes,
are the fruits of 80 years globe-trotting and rug-making.
Yes, indeed, Bulldog. And standing there in your Norfolk jacket and drawers, you must be terribly, terribly proud of your collection of weapons.
Jove, indeed, Algernon. As I draw casually on my pipe, letting a luxuriant wisp of smoke escape from the bowl.
Really?
I insert a fresh wisp and say, yes. There you see the Gurkha Kukri. It's a Kukri book. This is the Zulu assegai.
An assegai who done it.
Happy. I don't wish to know that, Algernon. Up here on the floor, the Prussian saber, and there, Algernon.
Here, he clenched his lips, and the knuckles show white to the ears on his skin.
Yes, Algernon. There we have surely the most dreaded weapon of all, the British rolled newspaper.
Yes, indeed, sir. An awesome sight, Bulldog.
True, Algy, true. These lumps in my head could tell a tale.
Then why don't they?
I've sworn them to silence.
Well, cheers and spoken word.
Needle, noddle, no.
More devilish brandy, sir.
Just a chota pint.
Right. Milk and sugar?
Please. One sugar and two milks. I'm on the water wagon, you know.
I wondered why you look so tall.
I'm driving. I say.
Yes?
I say, afternoon. I say, have you seen this rather interesting item in the Times? Government officials are concerned by the alarming decrease in the number of Englishmen per capita.
Good heavens, Bulldog. This is right up your street.
Yes, that's why I live here.
Really?
Oh, heavens. Yes. Well, I wouldn't be surprised at all if, even as I speak, I received a phone call from the Just a moment. I'm not done yet. From the government. There they are now. Hello? It's a Spawn 3829.
Is that Mingeley 0607?
No, this is,
What is the number?
I've just read it. This is Nurglen. Oh.
Have you hurt yourself?
Only in the past.
And the best time to do it, too. I'm speaking for the Foreign Secretary. He's having his teeth repaired.
Really? You should have had them lagged this weather.
Listen, Bulldog. It's regarding the missing Englishman. Can you come over here right away?
Certainly. Hello?
Goodbye.
Algy, tell the chauffeur to drive my boots round.
Wouldn't plimsolls be faster, sir?
Of course. Hurry.
Right.
On the Foreign Office door. Just thought I'd let you know where I was, folks. As I entered the Foreign Secretary's office, I became aware of a distinguished white face peering down to the top of an airing cupboard.
Morning. Sit down.
Sit down, huh? The plot thickens.
Yes. Bulldog, have a bus ticket.
Well, here's a tuppenny one. Delicious.
Yes, they're hand-punched, you know.
I might have guessed. My father smoked Fortneys. They go further.
Oh, kill brilliant grass bubble up.
Keep quiet in there, Moriarty. Now, Bulldog, you've heard about this mysterious disappearance of Englishmen. In 1 year, 25 million of them.